Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
When you think of the code of ethics for an organization, you think of honesty, first and foremost. At least that's what I think about. Do you? Do you think about honesty? We think of ethical. In fact, every time I meet a buyer or a seller, I'm required to give them a disclosure about who I represent in a transaction. So even if I'm representing the seller of a property and they're my client, therefore everything I talk about with that client, with that seller, is kept confidential between me and the seller and never shared with the buyer unless the seller permits it. Whereas the buyer might be the customer. And as far as the way I run my practice, that's always the case. In other words, I never represent a buyer on my own listing because my fiduciary runs to the seller first and always to the seller. But the buyer can come in and make an offer and be my customer. Still, there's a code of ethics. In fact, the law states that I have to be fair, I have to be honest, and I have to be ethical. Let's break that down. What is fair? What is fair? Fair, in my opinion, means you treat someone the same way you would treat somebody else. You think about what's fairness in your family. You think about what's fair in any kind of restaurant. If somebody brings you bad food, what would be fair is if they would give you the money back. We had a case with one of our clients, a seller of one of our properties, and we didn't communicate effectively with that seller. And that seller brought it to our attention, and we made reparation because that was fair. We came back to the client, and we made an apology. And there was one of the members of my group who was really doing everything that they said they were going to do and following through. So everything was being done, but the communication to the client was not. So what was fair was to make an apology. That's fair. Fair is when you have been blessed by somebody. Someone has done a good job at a restaurant. They serve you well or exceptionally well. Fair would be giving them more than 15%. Fair is interpretive to some degree. Biblically, fair is an even scale, that you wouldn't treat somebody unfairly. You wouldn't treat one person differently than another. You wouldn't say to the rich man, here, have a seat in the front of my church, but say to the poor man, here, have a seat in the back. That would be unfair, right? Then your kindness would be born out of what you receive, not born out of being fair. Fairness. Then honesty. Honesty means you are going to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. So, as an agent in Maryland, or D.C., or Virginia, where I'm licensed and I sell real estate in all three jurisdictions, I have to be honest about what I know about a property. I'm laughing because I got an email from somebody, and I didn't like getting this email because it was from an agent who had shown a buyer one of my listings. Well, it happens to back up to power lines. Now, I've done research on properties that back up to power lines. I've even had Pepco come out and measure the EMF, the electromagnetic frequency, behind a house. And it showed no movement behind the house. But we went inside and held that EMF meter right in front of a television set, and there was more EMF coming off the TV. It was kind of scary, actually, about having a TV on. Now, I'm not here as an expert in EMF. I'm here to sell real estate. So when an agent got back to me that they showed this listing that backs up to power lines this past week, and that the buyer had brought their own meter by and said, there's no way that my buyer is going to buy this house because the EMF readings were going off while we were in the car in the front yard. And when he went out on the deck, they were off the charts. You know, it's not quite as bad as the time I was told that someone had been murdered in the basement of one of my listings, where I had to figure out that difficulty, or one where there was a graveyard supposedly in the front yard of the house I was selling you know, but ultimately I have a responsibility having been made aware that this agent, their buyer, had this reader and this is what was said. Now I'm aware of something. And now I have to honestly answer questions about that, which is, I still don't know if what they measured is correct. So what do I do now? Honesty would be, I got to tell the truth. If someone says, hey, has there been any EMF measured? Well, the answer is yes now. Well, actually, there was a previous buyer who came through and they measured and it was really high. That's not something I'm going to say, but I have to say it. So I need to figure out a way to overcome that, resolve it, or realize it and address it. So how do I do it? Actually, I'm getting myself an EMF reader and I'm going to do my own testing. Because as an agent for the seller, I can't leave the vagity of it unspoken now. Now that it's been said to me that there's a high level of EMF, you could consider that a deficiency if you're an attorney representing a buyer. And Lord knows, as the seller's agent, I don't want to introduce my seller to a future lawsuit. Now, clearly, my seller is the one to instruct me on what they want me to do. I don't have a responsibility to test, but my client has a responsibility to tell me what they want. And I'm, as their agent, going to tell them, honestly, we need to address this now that I've been told that this buyer apparently measured these high EMF readings. So you might have water penetration in your basement. You might have a garage that's falling apart. You might have a graveyard in the backyard. You might have any number of things. You know, at the end of the day, honesty is you come to know something and what you know, if it affects the physical condition of the property, then you have a responsibility to disclose that. As a seller, you do, and as an agent, you do, even in an as-is sale. That's true in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. You cannot hide defects. You have to tell people. Even if you're selling as is, hey, I've had termite damage. Or, you know, hey, I've had this or I've had that. We had a sale fall through because of termites about 3.5-4 weeks ago. Well, now that I know about it, guess what? Well, we had a termite treatment company come out. We had carpenter come out. We had some other things that were discovered. And we're getting them all fixed. And then we're going to put the property back on the market and be able to say, guess what? We did have these buggers and we've addressed them. We killed them. And we've also fixed the damage. And so you don't have to worry about it. And then you have these ethics, these obligations. So an ethical code. There are articles that real estate agents must oblige. Duties to themselves and duties to customers and clients and to the public. And there are many duties. There are essentially 17 articles with many different practices within each article. I've had my ethics violated before by other real estate agents. And I'm sure you probably have heard stories of ethical violations, you know, certainly fair housing violations where someone, because of the color of their skin, is mistreated, misled. They're steered into a different area, perhaps. Or maybe even people in a neighborhood are blockbusted because something's happening nearby that the real estate agents are causing fear about. They're busting up the block in that area. What I think we ultimately have to rest upon, and I'm going to cover some of these in just a minute, but before we take a break, what you and I have to rest on is the full faith and trust of the person that we're dealing with. And in real estate, when I'm working with another realtor, somebody who subscribes to the National Association of Realtors Code of Ethics, then I expect that they will treat me fairly, honestly, and ethically. Last year, I actually had a very unfortunate situation with another very serious real estate agent. I had listed a property, signed the paperwork and so on, and that agent climbed over top of me, not literally, but essentially contacted my seller, and even though they knew that I had a listing agreement, they undermined my listing agreement and convinced the seller that they had made a mistake by hiring me and hired this other agent. And when I called the seller about it, the seller was afraid. And, you know, ultimately that realtor, I let go. Because the seller said, you know, I'm afraid now. This agent has convinced me that I'm going to the wrong direction. Well, you know, that person had their house on the market for months and months and months and months, and finally lowered the price of their property to below what I would have sold it for. That agent got punished because I took it up with the powers that be in real estate. That agent got punished, and I certainly am on the guard against them whenever I'm doing business in Northern Virginia. Well, stay with me. Let's cover some more. Just a second.